Real families, real farms, real food. Welcome to Arizona Agriculture Connection with Maricopa County Farm Bureau. My name is Nicole Clements, Executive Director, and I'll be your host. Maricopa County Farm Bureau is the voice of agriculture in a community that thrives on the dichotomy of urban and rural agriculture operations. This podcast is a home for farmers, ranchers, food lovers, prospective agriculturalists, and those looking to connect the food on their plate with the farm that it came from. As we take an inside look at agriculture in Arizona, we will delve into topics like ag technology, policy, food preparation, and everything in between. You can find us on your favorite podcast platform with new episodes every Wednesday. Arizona Agriculture Connection is hosted by Maricopa County Farm Bureau and sponsored by Paloma Ready Mix and Materials, a proud supporter of agriculture and our communities. Be sure to subscribe and share your favorite episodes with your friends. For more interactions, follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Maricopa County FB. Now let's discover some Arizona agriculture. Welcome back, Arizona Aggies, to another AgriPort edition of Arizona Agriculture Connection. We were finally blessed with some monsoon rains this week, so I hope you got some too. This summer is starting to look up. In federal news, the U.S. Senate passed H.R. 3944, the Agriculture Appropriations Act. This bill provides $27.1 billion in discretionary funding and invests in America's rural communities, supports farmers and ranchers, and ensures food safety while maintaining nutritional support for low-income families. USDA's recently reinstated July cattle inventory report takes a critical look at cattle herd numbers, including an estimate of this year's calf crop. According to this July's report, inventory of all cattle and calves are down 1% from 2023, coming in at 94.2 million head. The estimated calf crop for 2025 clocked in at 33.1 million head, down 1% as well, and making it the smallest crop on record. Inflation continues to plague agriculturalists, even though it has softened since 2022. Interest rates remain above typical 21st century levels, while the Bureau of Labor Statistics' most recent report, released in August, showed that July Consumer Price Index is 2.7% higher than a year ago. So we have seen inflation decrease, but also so have crop prices. For farmers and ranchers, the cost of growing crops and caring for livestock has gone up exponentially in recent years. Along with those increases, we have seen commodity prices decrease, coupled with extreme weather conditions and an uncertain trade environment, this creating the perfect storm to ensure a tough year ahead. A full breakdown of the current inflation and interest states can be found on our website at maricopacountyfb.org. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Ag Report. Catch you next Wednesday. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Farm Bureau has a place for you. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with your friends on socials. You can also visit our website, maricopacountyfb.org, for more information and to submit a topic you want to learn about. Remember to tune in every Wednesday wherever you listen to podcasts. A huge thank you to Paloma Ready Mix and Materials for supporting our agriculture producers and this podcast. Maricopa County Farm Bureau, bringing you the stories of real families, real farms, and real food. I'm Nicole Clements, signing off. Catch you next week.